Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania! And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and crazy Chris Hudson.
And hello, and welcome to this unprecedented episode of B-Movie Mania, a new, unique concept that we've never done. We're not going to watch a movie.
Yeah, I thought what are we even doing here?
We just finished. Why didn't I watch that movie?
Guys, I thought it would be fun. Oh, by the way, listener, thanks for listening to B-Movie Mania. I'm Mike Hayes. Jason Hulls is this guy.
Hi.
And Chris Hudson's this guy. He's been mummy fried.
I've been on a mummy kick.
Yeah. But I thought it would be fun to maybe get together after the last season here and just kind of go over the movies we watched. Give a little season three roundup kind of a deal.
Sweet.
Yeehaw.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of questions I have that either I've forgotten because it was so long ago or that, just I still have from this wonderful season we had.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty magical.
Yeah.
Like, would you say it was Prince of Magical?
Prince of Magical.
There's that sound bite.
Yes, he would. Yep, yes, he would.
One last time.
I'm sure it'll happen again.
Here, got the clinkies too, maybe.
Oh, good.
There we go.
So we went through, we watched a bunch of movies this year, this season. We watched Meet the Feebles, Virtual Combat, Bad Ben, Galgameth, Bike Your Worry Babe vs. the Zombie Babies from Hell, Microwave Madness, Highlander 2, Bikini Hotel, Terrorvision, The Greasy Strangler, Craw, The Sea Monster, Manborg, and I had a bloody good time at House Harker.
Hey, Mike, I want to say that you microwave massacred the title of Microwave Massacre.
Yeah, well, I was going to let it go.
Thank you. I appreciate it because we're trying to keep this short.
I'm trying to be true to myself here. I had to call you out on this. I call bullshit artist, Mike. Bullshit artist.
What are you going to do? I messed up the title.
This makes up for the pedantry. Okay. So anyway, I've got a list of questions here that I'm going to ask, and we can kind of go through these and just kind of spark some conversation about season three. How's that sound?
Cool. Ooh, I mean, yay.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Chris, since you're such a spoiled turd, what was your favorite movie this season?
You know, it was pretty tough. It's got to go between our last two of the season, House Harker or Manborg. And I go back and forth between them because I've been thinking about House Harker a lot, and it's I'd give it a higher score now than I did.
Wow. What would you give it?
I'd give it it just edges out Manborg. I think I gave Manborg a 95. I'd probably give House Harker a 96 this time.
Wow. Like, well, I'm sure the boys over there would be happy to hear that.
Yeah. It's really stuck with me. It's pretty good.
Jay, what about you?
I gave House Harker a 100. I got to go House Harker.
Yeah,
I love Manborg. I love Manborg, but I gave Harker a 100. I'm going Harker.
Well, it sounds like we really ended on a high note this season, because I also was torn between those two. That and Biker Warrior Babe. I really liked Biker Warrior Babe.
Yeah, that hit with you.
It really did. But I definitely have to go Manborg. I mean, I gave Manborg 100, so obviously.
Can I just say that on behalf of the missing Paul Brooks, I'm sure he would choose Greasy Strangler.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. Well, then,
but
Jay, what about...
Well,
I didn't.
Well then, Jay, what would you think is your least favorite movie?
Oh, that's easy, Mike. I'm going Bikini Hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Hudson?
Oh, man, I feel like I'm the only one who has a different least favorite movie. I picked Bikini Hotel.
No, I think I'm the only one who had a different movie then, because I picked Bikini Hotel.
Oh, damn it.
And it had Julie Strain. Like, it had Julie Strain, and we all picked it.
JJ North, too. Yeah.
You know it's bad if it's got Julie Strain and it's still the worst picked movie.
Yeah. Well, okay. Then, Chris, what would you say was maybe the best performance in the film.
Oh, by far.
Or at on the season.
In the whole season? I mean, other than your own as my favorite B-movie maniac, Mike, I'm going to have to go with the Greasy Strangler. I believed that dude was the Greasy Strangler.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
I mean, or one of the puppets from Meet the Feebles. I mean, either or.
We're starting to veer out of our lanes here. Jay, who do you think had the best performance this season?
Yeah, I was not expecting that. Okay. You know, there were so many, but I landed on Michael Ironside in Highlander 2 because he's bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. I have to say that the performance of BioCop in Manborg.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't recall who played that role, but whoever did that gets my vote for best performance this season.
Just a man who screamed a lot. But it was amazing.
Yeah. It was the way he said, "Why am I alive?" is just.
Why am I alive?
Shut the fuck up. Oh. And Mike, I really appreciate you editing in that soundbite there. I know that this is a short episode, but thanks for going the extra distance. And
we appreciate
that in
your
right
sacrifice.
There.
Thank you for
it's
your service.
It's all right, guys. It's all right. So Jade, how about this? Speaking of punishment or maybe pure giggles, what would you say was the worst special effects of this season? Or what movie had the worst special effects?
Okay, this one's easy, but I don't mean this to mean that it's not enjoyable. Because I don't think it's arguable, or maybe it is, we'll see. I'm going Biker Warrior, babe. They were terrible special effects, but that's not to say I did not immensely enjoy them. I don't even think I would change them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were technically the worst.
That's an understandable standpoint there. What about you, Chris?
I'm going to have to give this one to Fungicide.
What the best wasn't part of this season?
Oh, God, okay. All right. Well, yeah, Biker Warrior Babe. Let's go with that one.
God damn it. My vote actually goes for something different, though. I understand the Biker Warrior Babe. I think Galgameth did, because when there was... They had the rubber suit stuff, which wasn't great or bad, but they tried to do some CGI, like the like a spell that happened or something, and it was...
There was some pretty
it
bad.
Was, it just looked like MS Paint on the screen. all right, well, Chris, now back to you. What was your biggest surprise this season?
I would say I had two biggest surprises, if I may. The first is how much I enjoyed Bad Ben. I didn't really expect much of that. And the other surprise was just how much I hated Bikini Hotel.
Damn it, Chris. That's my biggest surprise, too, how bad Bikini Hotel was.
Stole your bit. You can edit that.
That wasn't a bit. It's a genuine answer, and I'm glad we're being genuine here. Jay, what about you?
Okay, I'm going to make it quick, but I had a top four in no particular order. Ooh. I'm just, there was a lot of surprises for me. First one, I had never seen Meet the Feebles. So the ending of Meet the Feebles was pretty shocking. The other thing, and if you listen to our Microwave Massacre episode, it's all over it in the end, realizing that the wife May might have been trying to kill Donald the entire time, and it puts a whole new spin on the entire movie at the end.
Yeah.
If you really look into it. Third, the ending of The Greasy Strangler, because what was that? And four, how much I immensely enjoyed the trailer for BioCop at the end of Manborg. So, sorry, I couldn't decide between those, so I said them all.
That's all right. Yeah.
BioCop was probably the best thing we watched all season long.
All right, so I'm going to... We're running short on time here. Not to say we shouldn't talk, about things if we need to, but I'm going to put a little bit of this on, this little background music, a little bossa nova for us back here. Nice. And this will maybe help us get in the flow, pop these answers out. We'll get through it. That way the listener can go on and listen to, I don't know, some other podcasts. So.
All right. Let's get them out of here.
All right. Let's do this. Hudson. What's the hottest scene in this season?
Oh, man, again, I've got two. It's either Julie Strain's job interview in Bikini Hotel or the walrus banging the cat on his desk.
Damn it, Chris! Mine is the blowy scene in Meet the Feebles. It's getting the blowjob.
All right, I got a different one.
All right.
Highlander 2, dude. Lambert in the alleyway.
Oh, that's
he
right.
He just walks out and says, "I'm an immortal," and they just... go nuts in the alley.
I want to make out with you right now just for hearing that, Jake.
Yeah, see, it works.
A little warm in here.
Oh, goodness. I was also going to say, I was second place was that scene in House Harker when Paige is being fantasized.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, pretty good scene there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, what two movies would you like to exist within the same universe?
Ooh. So potential crossover is the point.
Yes. Sorry. Potential crossover.
Easy. Bad Ben and Biker Warrior Babe. I want to see Nigel Bock yell at demon babies.
That's a good pick.
That's a great combo. Hudson.
You know, I went back and forth on this a little bit between a couple obvious ones in my mind, but I just really think that I would love to see how the Planetary Patrol from Craw handles the Greasy Strangler.
Ooh, that's a weird one. I like it.
I myself would love a crossover of... I want to see those House Harker boys try to convince a town, and then it turns out to be real. The cast of Meet the Feebles, just living puppets.
Like puppets are real.
Yeah. I think if anyone can pull off a Who Framed Roger Rabbit style with Meet the Feebles, it could be those guys.
That's great.
Hudson, do you have a favorite line from this season?
Sodomy.
Let me tell you about sodomy. You must think it very hard of me, but I enjoy the act of sodomy. You might call the wrath of God on me, but if you tried it, then you might agree that you enjoy the act of sodomy.
Oh, I love that song. It's good to hear it every time.
It's so good. Thanks for playing it just now, Mike. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Jay, what about you?
Bullshit artist.
Yeah. That was my original pick.
Greasy Strangler.
My favorite is I feel like the Robin Hood of fetish porn from House Harker. Jay, who's the funniest villain, you think, from this season?
The Baron, Manborg.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah.
The Baron is amazing.
I think that's the only one you can really pick for this one. That's my pick as well.
Yours as well? Oh, I got a different one, boys.
Oh, wow, I'm surprised.
I think the funniest villain was the Greasy Strangler.
Big Ronnie, yeah?
Wow, yeah.
Big Ronnie, baby.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I thought the Baron was going to sweep that one.
Oh, I mean, I love the Baron. Don't get me wrong.
No, I like that everybody's got different answers. This is good.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, I think, here. Chris, what character would you like to take out for lunch?
You know, I would really, really love to share a nice microwave meal with the Baron.
With the Baron.
In his future microwave.
Yeah, you could just talk about hell and torture.
Yeah, it'd be great. We have so much in common.
And smoking.
Oh, Jay, what about you?
Okay, I want a table for four. I'm sitting at the table, and in walks Walter from House Harker. Uh-huh.
Yeah, baby.
Next comes in Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
Ooh, yeah.
And at the last little bitty seat is that crappy little fly from Meet the Feebles.
Me.
Tell all the gossip. It'd be great.
You fancy fancy about us. I want the poo-poo platter.
God damn it.
Oh, God. I'm surprised no one said this one, because my one I want to have a nice lunch with is Mr. Tom Riley.
Oh, bad. Yeah, great answer.
Yeah.
Just to find out what's been pissing him off lately. What specters have been annoying him. Jay, is there a thought you had during this season that you were least proud of?
Absolutely. I said in my final review of The Greasy Strangler that I can't wait to never watch it again. And I really do regret that, because it has stuck with me, and I absolutely would inflict that movie on other people in the future.
Good. Chris?
You know, I kind of had a bit of a sexual awakening this season. Ooh. and thought that I would just like to see how special the pee-pee specialist is. From Craw!
Oh, boy.
I don't feel proud of that one.
Yeah, no, mine's along those same lines. Like, that certainly is one that could have hit me with that. I think mine was probably just, like, being really bummed about the fact that we weren't watching, like, a sexy version of Bikini Hotel, at least. Like, just looking for the objectification I need.
Yeah, I get it, Mike. Yeah. Cinemax was a thing.
All right, Hudson, do you get this? Great segue.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, of course.
What movie do you think had the best cuisine?
Oh, man. I mean, the obvious answer is Microwave Massacre, right? I mean, we're all thinking it. But honestly, I'd go for a little of that explosive mac and cheese from Manborg.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Chris? Or, fuck, who's the other one?
Me?
Well, you know, Mike, the obvious... Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Jay.
I'm going crabs, please. I'm digging the obvious answer and saying the Parisian cuisine of Microwave Massacre.
I am similarly doing the obvious answer, Microwave Massacre, but I'm more interested in that giant crab sandwich he had at the construction site.
Absolutely.
Nobody,
but genuinely...
Nobody picked one of the prostitutes they wanted to...
Oh, boy. Okay, Chris, I think you have a new least proud
of...
Oh,
my God. There it is. Well, hey, this is my least proudest moment of the off-season. When we do the recap of the off-season, this is my line.
Oh, fuck. All right, Jay, who would you cast in any of these movies this year that you think would make the movie more fun? Like, what's your ultimate, like, fan cast?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm going to guess that you guys are going to be surprised by this. I'm going Nicolas Cage in Biker Warrior, babe.
Oh!
I can see that, yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Give me Nicolas Cage versus bad CG hell babies.
Now, do you want him to play Zip, the main character?
No,
or do you want him to play maybe the love interest, Doc?
Yeah,
instead?
I could see... you know, I don't care. Just put Cage in it. But
okay.
And I wouldn't want... I mean, he could be a babe in the movie, but I'd be fine with him playing Docs,
yeah,
too.
That'd be great.
What if he's just the actual babes? What if he plays all of
God.
The zombie
all
babies?
The zombie
brings a whole new... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'd put on, like, baby face skin and, like, crawl around to get into the mood.
All right. All right. We know the director of this movie. A little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
Jeremiah, if you're listening,
yeah,
get Cage
deep
to
fake
do a
that.
Hollywood remake.
Deep fake that version of this movie. Get it over to us.
God. Chris, how about you?
You know, we were talking about how great Daniel Day-Lewis would be in something earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought that I think he would make a really great Michael Ironside just in
Ooh.
Life. Just not just in Highlander 2, but everywhere.
Everything.
Just, yeah. He would do an amazing job.
So you want Daniel Day-Lewis as Ironside in, like, any of these movies?
Well, in every Michael Ironside movie. I mean...
Oh, okay.
Wow. You know,
I mean, yeah, yeah. The Total Recall.
You really just, like, nuked the site from orbit there.
You know, The Final Battle. Be
yeah.
Great in that.
Okay.
You know, Scanners.
Yeah.
Put Daniel Day-Lewis in Scanners. That'd be great.
Fair enough.
Mike, what do you got?
Personally, what I want... is I want to take Lorenzo Lamas, my favorite action beefcake.
Oh, yeah.
And put him into virtual combat.
Ooh, that's nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But not as Don the Dragon Wilson's character.
Well, of course not.
I want him to be the love interest.
Ooh.
Progressive.
The cyborg, the cyber lady love interest. So then, yeah, man, can you imagine Lorenzo Lamas and... Don the Dragon Wilson just going to town in that disgusting bathroom.
Oh my God. I'm thinking that red background and that opening scene just as a rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That'd be
pretty
good.
That would be
something.
That'd be a new hottest scene for you, Mike.
Oh, I'm going to dream about it tonight.
I am warm again. Boy, oh boy.
All right. How about this, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
What movie world would you most like to live in?
I would most like to live... I mean, I've got not just a world, but like a specific place. I would like to live on the other side of the sexy neighbors from Microwave Massacre.
Strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just far enough away that I won't be killed and eaten, but I still get to see the sexy neighbors.
I like the far enough away is two houses over.
Well, Donald's pretty lazy.
Yeah.
That's
what
true.
Do you mean?
Jay, where are you living?
It was a toss-up between House Harker and Highlander 2, but I'm going to go Harker because the supernatural is real in Harker, and that's interesting, Whereas Highlander 2, it's just like a handful of immortals, and I'd probably, it'd just be like living on Earth. And yeah. We'd have to live under that crappy shield. I'm going House Harker.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Personally, and I, this is going to be a surprise answer, but I'm going Bikini Hotel. Well, because I mean, there's got to be some sexy stuff in there somewhere. We just didn't get the cameras weren't near it. So let me live around that hotel. It was the fun 90s. I think I could be fun.
I think if you say Ooga Shaka three times at night, then you'll be transported.
Ooga Shaka, Ooga Shaka.
I'll make sure I say that. As I'm dreaming about Lorenzo and Don the Dragon.
In a bathroom.
Oh, God. Jay,
mm-hmm.
What movie do you think should be remade into a bigger budget film?
Oh, easy. It's Bikini Hotel. Because it is. Because you could God do the it. Most with the money on that one. The rest of them, I think, are good the way they are. Like, if you name any of the other movies we watched, it's pretty much, even Craw, it's bad, but it's like, bad kaiju movie, and that's what it is. Like, I don't want to see a good version of Craw, but a good version of Bikini Hotel, something might be able to happen.
Sure. What about you, Chris?
You know, I have to agree, because I think with a better, bigger budget, you'd have a better script, better direction, better actors, and hotter babes for Bikini Hotel.
You'd probably have Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine The Rock and Julie Strain?
Ooh,
boy.
Wow. Well, personally, I think Biker Warrior Babe versus the Velvet Base blah, 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 should be done. Granted, I love it in the state it's in now, but can you imagine, like, Hollywood-level zombie babies? Like, I
with Nicolas Cage as deep-faked babies.
Well, I'm telling you, that's when you can really get the Nicolas Cage in there.
Yeah.
The big budget, you can afford his rate, and then he is the babies. Personally, I'd put Nick Cage in the all-female D&D group that gets eaten. That's just
Is he the one that eats the burrito and shits?
Yes, I want to see Nicolas Cage eat a burrito and shit it out
in that exact CGI role. Babies. Yeah. No changes to the script. Changes.
No,
nope.
I think he also needs to be all the babies in that movie still. So he plays her, and then he comes out of the toilet as a baby and then eats her ass.
Oh God!
Eats his own ass.
Well, you know, we already know that Nicolas Cage can eat a peach for hours.
What can he do to a butt?
God damn it. Okay, guys, let's get serious for a second. Let's get serious.
Oh, yeah.
Let's blow past this one, because this is dark.
Chris, which of the films from this season...
Manborg!
...most reflects the state of America today?
Manborg!
Chris, RJ?
The most reflects the state of America... sadly, Meet the Feebles.
Oh.
It takes a foreign film to really reflect on us.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Nice.
But your guys' answers are better.
There's nothing good here.
No.
Manborg's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Jay, which movie would you most like to see developed into a video game?
Oh. The Greasy Strangler.
Oh, yeah, me too. Chris?
See, I got something a little bit different because, I mean, I looked through the list and I think every movie is kind of, would make kind of a good video game. I mean, Craw, you've got an action game. Bikini Hotel, kind of a comedy, sex, kind of Leisure Suit Larry sort of thing. But I would I have no idea what sort of video game Meet the Feebles would be.
Oh.
I would just like to see that.
It would be,
it'd
be weird.
Okay, then Chris... how about who do you think had the best dance moves in the season?
Oh, come on, Justice. Definitely Justice. Come on.
Jay, do you diverge from this?
I do diverge from that.
But, oh, yeah. There's only one
man.
Contender.
Big Ronnie.
Yeah.
You see him in that club?
Yeah. Forgot.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, who's the most badass character from this season?
Without question, challenge me, Tom Riley.
Wow.
Bad Ben.
Wow.
He did not give a crap that there was a ghost in his house. And I would. And he, in Tom Riley, Paranormal Investigator, he went toe to toe with a coven of witches.
Yeah. Wow.
That's. What about you, Chris?
You know, you're kind of making me rethink my answer, Jay, but I mean, I still have to give it to Michael Ironside. I mean, come on.
Okay. I mean, he is. Yeah. He's pretty.
You know, They're both up there.
I
notice I said Michael Ironside and not General Katana.
Well, it's because because you did specifically mean Daniel Day-Lewis as Michael Ironside.
Yeah,
it's
like, that adds double, a level double of the intensity. Badass. Yeah.
I think the most badass this season was Walter from Harker.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, guys, one last question. And this is, I think, the most important question. All right?
All right.
Chris, you go first.
Ooh.
Fuck, marry, kill, Kraw, Galgameth, and the Terravision Monster.
Oh, oh boy.
All right.
Well, I thought that stood for most fun kaiju.
Uh-oh. Nope.
Well, first of all, I would kill Galgameth because, according to the Korean version, you know, he was a threat to society, and I can only imagine that Galgameth would be no different. So he'd eat all the metal in the world and destroy everything. So we got to get rid of him, toss him in the saltwater sea, and he's done. I would probably marry the Terravision monster because he gets a lot of cute Medusa babes, and I think the Terravision monster would be down for a little menage a trois, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I would fuck Kraw because that movie can fuck right off.
All right, Jay, how do you rate?
Wow. Okay, I have to rethink this because, I would marry Kraw. Because he's a mercenary. Kraw's a mercenary, so he's probably good with money. You know, just pragmatic stuff. I would bang the Terravision monster. It's all slimy and weird. Like, let's do that. And then I'd kill Galgameth. What about you, Mark?
I would marry Galgameth, guys. I think he's a little sweetie. And I would kill Kraw. And I would fuck the brains out of Terravision.
Well.
I mean, you know Terravision can get down. It's in the bed with the bodies and grandpa, like the parents and grandpa in bed, puppeting him around, making him do the sexy things. Like, give me some of that action.
Oh.
You want menage a trois, give me menage fucking a lot.
With a pool filled with sex lubricants.
Yep.
Yes, it's perfect.
Maybe Spiro's in there somewhere, too.
Oh, God bless his soul, Spiro.
Oh, guys, this has been a really fun season.
We should do this again sometime.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we do get to do it again because the season ended doesn't mean we're done making shit.
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do, Mike?
No, we're just going to cut it out to a little, you know, every other week kind of thing. But we're still going to have weird, extra weird stuff. Like, more Dark Hollywood. We got a really good Dark Hollywood episode coming up.
You know, I really like the announcer for that one.
Yeah, the announcer's pretty sexy voice. Yeah.
He's great.
Sounds like he's got some big ass cojones.
Oh yeah, the biggest asses.
We'll do more B movie movies watching. It's just like the Jerry Seinfeld one.
We're gonna do quick takes, right? Where the quick takes are gonna be just two of us per movie.
Yeah,
and
it'll be a little shorter.
Mike, I believe your quick take is up first, correct?
It is, but I haven't picked a movie for Chris yet.
All right. I'm doing a movie with Chris, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
I am. Can I...
What is it?
Would you like to know?
I would love to know.
All right, Chris, are you ready to hear this?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, gentlemen. We've talked about doing this for years. We have flirted with it, and now it's time to consummate the damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to experience, as a quick take, the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
And now,
wow.
The reason I say experience not watch is because it's illegal, and we can't find it anywhere because nobody wants to get sued. So what we're going to do, we have secured a transcript of the events that transpire during the Hulk Hogan sex tape. And we are, quick take with Chris, and Mike, you are absolutely welcome to join. We are going to do a dramatic...
How many roles are there?
What? I don't know how many parts yet.
How many roles are there?
We'll find out. Paul's putting it together. We are going to do a dramatic reading of the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Chris, you're going to play Hulk.
Yes. Oh, yeah, brother.
We will fill in the rest of the parts. And the way it's going to work is Paul is going to email. We're going to start recording. the episode, mm-hmm. and Paul is going to email us the script. So we open it up, and we're all seeing it for the first time. No preparation. Nice. We're just going
that's
into
amazing.
It. Hey, so that's coming up. That is coming up in a few weeks.
I just want to let everyone know that I'm going to get really into the... I mean, I'm talking Daniel Day-Lewis levels of method acting. I'm going to read this script naked.
Oh, God. At least you're not going to read it racist.
Yeah, we will do. We may have to do some bleeping. Absolutely, yeah. There may be some censoring in the episode. Totally
gonna 100% happen. Will. I know some of it that's in there. Yeah, we are not releasing that content.
It's pretty rough. Nope. So I'm not going to ask you to read anything like or actually say anything that's super nasty. But
unless it's super nasty.
Yeah, you got to read that stuff.
Yeah.
You got to read the nasty,
I really hope
nasty.
The Hulkster is very vocal in bed.
We're really going to find out.
Yeah.
We are going to find out.
Brother. Yeah.
So that's just a sample of what's coming up in the off season.
Oh, God.
Hey,
yeah,
oh, you know
so
what?
It's going to get weird.
I also heard that there's a Star Wars movie coming out. We're going to...
Oh, yeah. We're going to watch the Star Wars movie and talk about
that
it,
little
I
movie that
all
costs
right.
no money.
Yeah. The ultimate B movie. The B,
we're
B
gonna do
stands
a,
for
we're
big
gonna do
budget,
a,
right?
Yeah, we're going to do a BB movie, a big
BB
budget
movie. Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for listening this season. We're going to have the new off-season content's going to start up here super, super quick. And we can't wait to share the weird shit we're doing. Mm-hmm. And until
like
then.
Like Star Wars. Weirdest of shits.
Oh, God. Let's just go. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to make another drink.
All right, bye, folks.
Woo! All right, bye.
Lightweights.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Brother.
What movie would you like to see
let's try that again.
Jay, which movie would you like to see... God damn it.